Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Grant Clark and Archie Gottler, maybe play some maybe songs, play some records for no particular reason, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1891 in Akron, Ohio, of lyricist Grant Clark, Clark with an E. He started his career as an actor in stock productions in New York and at the same time worked for various New York publishing firms, writing special material for the likes of Burt Williams, Fanny Brice, Nora Bayes, and Al Jolson. His composer collaborators included George W. Meyer, Harry Ax, James Monaco, Fred Fisher, Harry Warren, Milton Ager, James F. Hanley, and Archie Gottler, who we'll feature later in the show. Clark contributed songs to early films, including The Jazz Singer, On With the Show, and Is Everybody Happy, and also wrote the lyrics to the 1924 Broadway show Dixie to Broadway. He was a charter member of ASCAP and a successful music publisher. Grant Clark died in California on May 16, 1931, at just 40 years of age. His hits include Debt's Harmony, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, Secondhand Rose, Everything is Peaches Down in Georgia, Oogie Oogie Wah Wah, Dirty Hands, Dirty Face, I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird, As Long as I'm with You, Don't It Mean a Thing, and these.
The old neighborhood look so good. I'm so lonely by my only. Each and every one, it seems, meets the idea of their dreams. I've searched everywhere for my ideal, till I'm beginning to feel nobody knows, nobody cares if I'm lonesome. Nobody sighs, nobody cries if I'm blue. It seems that night after night I sit alone and twiddle my thumbs, but still I keep right on hoping, keep the door open, but nobody comes. Ain't it a crime? Kisses of mine are just wasted. Since I'm a tot, I'm singing while I do, boo-hoo, like a plaything on a shelf. Guess I'll have to play by myself, 'cause nobody knows, nobody cares if I'm blue. Nobody knows and nobody cares if I'm lonesome. Nobody sighs and nobody cries if I'm blue. It seems that night after night I sit alone and twiddle my thumbs, but still I keep right on hoping and keep the door open, but nobody comes. Ain't it a crime that kisses of mine are just wasted? Since I'm a tot, I'm singing, what'll I do? Boo-hoo, I'm gonna find myself a dog. Oh, I'm just cuckoo, watching the clock. 'Cause nobody knows, nobody cares if I'm blue.
Thank you.
From February 27, 1929, Bob Herring and his orchestra with Dick Robertson providing the vocal on Weary River, written by Grant Clark and Louis Silvers. Before that, it was Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys and Nobody Cares If I'm Blue from July 7, 1930. Nobody Cares If I'm Blue is a Grant Clark-Harry Axt collaboration. We began our tribute to Grant Clark with another Clark Axt effort, Am I Blue, performed there by Alfredo and his band with Eddie Grossbart taking the vocal honors in September of 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It's time now for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records we've come across while putting this show together, which aren't part of a specific topic, but are nonetheless interesting, unusual, or for whatever reason, warrant sharing. Here to start off this edition of For No Particular Reason are the New Yorkers.
Thank you.
Vance Dixon and his Pencils, June 12, 1931, and Laughing Stomp. Columbia pressed just 700 copies of that record. Vance Dixon was born in Parkersburg, Virginia, around 1895. He recorded with Lois Depp's Serenaders and his own groups, Dixon's Jazz Duo and Dixon's Jazz Maniacs. He made his last four sides under the name Vance Dixon and his Pencils. Although no relation, he was referring to Joseph Dixon and the Joseph Dixon Crucible Company and their Ticonderoga model pencils, which were introduced in 1913. They're still around today, although sadly, and like so many other things, are no longer manufactured in the USA. The vocalist on Laughing Stomp was Papa Too Sweet, best known for his recording with Tampa Red and Georgia Tom of It's Tight Like That. Before Vance Dixon, we heard the Varsity Four with Kitty Capers, spelled with K's, of course. And you may have guessed from the banjo in that recording that the Varsity Four was a Harry Reeser pseudonym. That Brunswick recording was from September 21, 1928, and was preceded by Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra and I Can't Stop Babying You, written by Ted Fiorito and Gus Kahn. We began this edition of For No Particular Reason with the New Yorkers' Tanz Orchestra, recording in Berlin, Germany on February 21, 1928, and Ostrich Walk, written by Larry Shields and Nick LaRocca. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of composer Archie Gottler. He graduated from Long Island Business College, but became a pianist in silent movie theaters, where he composed for many silent films and wrote the scores for the Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929 and 1930's Happy Days. He also wrote songs for the Ziegfeld Follies and Broadway Brevities. Archie Gottler died in California on June 24, 1959. Perhaps his most well-known song was the patriotic America I Love You, introduced in 1915 by Eva Tangay. His other hits include Would You Rather Be a Colonel with an Eagle on Your Shoulder or a Private with a Chicken on Your Knee, Baby Me, What Do You Mean by Loving Somebody Else, The Breakaway, Love Me or Leave Me Alone, Crazy Feet, Wine, Women, and Song, Hittin' the Ceiling, and these.
I thought you would, that's great. Don't wait, be sweet, gee, I knew you could. You're glad you found me. Come on and put your arms around me. Oh, baby, come on. By looking in your eyes, I surmise this is my chance. I can see this'll be a heavy romance. Come on, because I can't resist you. I won't be happy till I've kissed you. Come on, because I can't resist you. Oh, baby, come on. When I'm beside you, my heart is gone. Come on and let your conscience guide you. Oh, baby, come on. Thank you.
hold your baby. Squeeze them, tease them, anything to please them, anything to hold your baby. And when you're bouncing on your baby's knee, don't stop to worry what the end will be. Give them service, keep them hot and nervous, anything to hold your baby.
You go boom, boom, give it the business, that certain business. Oh, brother, there's no other as hot as the boom, boom, boom. Just loosen up your elbows and tell those who frown. Go hang a sign to let out and get out of town. Doing the boom, boom, doing the boom, boom. No fooling, you'll leave cooling right after you go boom, boom. Thank you.
Leo Reisman and his orchestra with Lou Levin singing Doing the Boom Boom, written by Sidney Mitchell, Archie Gottler, and Con Conrad. That song was featured in the 1929 Fox musical picture Why Leave Home, which was an all-talking remake of the 1927 silent picture Cradle Snatchers, which in turn was based on the play Cradle Snatchers. Before that, it was Irving Kaufman, credited on the label of that May 21, 1929 Harmony 78 as George K., with Tom Morton's orchestra featuring the original Indiana Five and Anything to Hold Your Baby, another Mitchell Gottler Conrad song. We began our tribute to Archie Gottler with Harry Reeser's Clico Club Eskimos featuring the unmistakable Tom Stax and Come On, Baby from October 1, 1928. That was penned by Archie Gottler along with Sidney Clare and Maceo Pinkard. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Here, for no particular reason, is a set of maybe songs, beginning with Herb Weedoft and his orchestra.
lonesome, maybe she's glad. Feeling unhappy, she may be sad. I'll say maybe, maybe, who knows? And you know, maybe she's living happy and well, and maybe she's loving someone instead. Oh, maybe, maybe, who knows? While I'm just sighing and I'm crying, she fills my heart, my broken heart. Morning and the dawning, it brings no change but sorrow. Maybe she needs me, maybe she's blue, maybe she'd love me more than I knew. Say maybe, maybe, who knows?
Litsky's Midnight Serenaders with leader Glenn Litsky performing the vocal on Maybe It's Love from a 78 on the New York Recording Laboratory's Broadway label recorded in September of 1930. Before that, it was Ted Lewis playing clarinet and singing Maybe Who Knows, written by Ruth Etting, Joe Shuster, and Johnny Tucker. That was recorded in Los Angeles on May 26, 1929. We began that Maybe segment with Herb Wiedoft and his orchestra and Maybe You'll Be the One Who'll Be the One to Care. The vocalist on that Brunswick 78 recorded in January of 1928 was Leon Lucas. Joe Kiernan wrote Maybe You'll Be the One, as well as Don't Take Away Those Blues, You Gave Your Heart to Me, You'll be sadder but wiser, Mr. Kaiser, and you're wonderful when you smile. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Al Lentz and his orchestra.
On for dance. It's too high, play lower, please. I bring a Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. Lena loves Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. She don't care much for Pixby, 99. Pickles, sauerkraut, she loves cheese with pumpernickels. Every night she whispers Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. I feel there's something wrong. Instead of woman's caressing, all she keeps doing is pressing. Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches, all day long.
I'm saving Saturday night for you. Nobody else will do. No matter how many others hang around, even my sisters and brothers I turn down. I like my Saturday night with you, because I know you like it too. And if you want more than one day, I'll not be busy Sunday, but I'm saving Saturday night for you.
and I whisper adore. It's because my heart is gay. When I tell you I love about you, sweetheart mine, believe me, it's true. When I look into your eyes, then is when I see paradise. A million times, night and day, when you're near or away, dearest one, I say, adore.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Al Lentz and his orchestra, with Al singing the Al Dubin and Harry Pease lyrics to Edward G. Nilsson's tune Frankfurter Sandwiches from a Columbia 78 recorded May 17, 1927. Next, it was Phil Arnold with Al Starita and his Ambassadors Band and I'm Saving Saturday Night for You, written by Cal Duvall and Dudley Meekham. That was followed by the Mason-Dixon Orchestra, featuring Frank Trumbauer on C Melody Sax and Andy Seacrest on cornet, and What a Day from May 15, 1929. We finished up with Herb Gordon's Adelphia Whispering Orchestra with an unidentified vocalist and Adore from a Brunswick 78 waxed May 14, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.